Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. Tonight, we're going to have a very short program tonight, but I did want to come on and say hello. I've been having difficulty with the actual studio, but you know, God is good. We are back on the air now, and I just did not want to miss the opportunity to give a shout-out to all my faithful listeners who listen to the show on Thursday nights. Last week, they actually had me scheduled for a Friday show, unbeknownst to me. But anyway, we are here again. I just want to say hello. I hope you have been having a marvelous, marvelous week. I want to say happy Mother's Day to those ladies that I didn't get an opportunity to say so to on Monday, because Sunday I took the day off and actually spent the evening with my family. So happy Mother's Day. And Mother's Day is not just on the date that they have set on the calendar. It's every single day, because we don't stop being mothers throughout the year. Our jobs are every single day, just as Father's Day is every single day. We have to be good parents and good stewards. I am excited to be with you on the air again. I miss doing my broadcast, and I hope that you miss me too. So if you have any questions for me for this next week coming up, my phone number is 757-567-6734. Or if you want to call into the show next week, it's 1-347-826-7543. Hopefully all the kinks are out. But tonight I just want to share a few little things with you. We've been talking about our lives and the impact that it has on others, but the most important thing is the impact that it has on ourselves. We are here for a purpose. Every one of us has a calling on our lives, and whether we choose to use that is entirely up to us. Yesterday I had the awesome pleasure of watching Jesse Duplantis on TVN, and I watch a lot of televangelists, but he's one of the ones that I do like. And he said something yesterday that really resonated with me and gave me a newfound, just a new way of looking at things. It's not something that I didn't know, but every now and then we need to hear it. And it says that God wants to bless you. As people that are always working and giving to others, we definitely know how to give. We know how to make others happy. We know how to crusade for somebody else. But what about for ourselves? Do we celebrate our own lives? Do we become our own cheerleading squad? And sometimes we just need to do that. Sometimes we need to just take a moment and cheer ourselves on. And it's okay to do that, because we can't always wait for somebody to give us the go-ahead and applause for us to do what we need to do. He talked about being a blessing to ourselves, knowing that everything that we have been ordained to do was already predestined before we were born. And if you really believe in that, as I do, then you know that we're just walking in this race that God has allowed us to walk in, and we're walking by grace. And isn't it wonderful that we're in the dispensation of grace, that we're no longer under the law of the Old Testament and the Old Bible? But God also wants us to know that we can also receive. And it's not being greedy. It's not that we want so much for ourselves that we don't care about others. But if you have been faithful, if you work on your job and you're a good steward and you have done your due diligence and you are out there hitting the pavement every single day and giving of yourself to others, then it's time for you to learn how to receive. And just think about that. Think about all the wonderful things that you've been able to accomplish just in these short months, 5 months into the year. What you have done to help somebody else what you have done to raise somebody else's consciousness about something. Have you been a mentor to a young men and young ladies? If you've been out there in the community working diligently, if you work in your church, even if you work on your job and you just stay and do above and beyond what you're called to do, then you're a giver. And it's not always about giving money, but sometimes it's about giving of our time, giving of ourselves, being available to somebody else, giving to others when we actually are in need ourselves. And if you're that kind of person, then I'm here to tell you tonight that it is time for you to receive your blessing. God wants to bless you. And I know that it may sound corny to some of you who don't believe in that thing, but I live by it every single day. I live in it. I walk in it. I teach and preach about what I know about. And I'm always there and available if you want to have conversation with me about it. We can even have a whole show about it. If that's what you would like to do, just let me know. But I did want to take this time tonight to say that I'm so excited about how far we've come in just these few short months, and that you've been willing to take the time out of your busy schedule to spend with Issues Concerning Women. I know that a lot has gone on. A lot of you have gone through many transitions, many changes in your lives. Some people have changed jobs. Some people have started new businesses. But I applaud you all for all the things that you're doing. And if you're living your life the way that it was supposed to, then there are a lot of positive changes that are going on in your life. Yes, negative things will happen, but guess what? If you persevere every day and stay on your task, something wonderful is going to happen. I know there's one young lady that's on one of my Facebook friends, and she always talks about, I'm so excited, and I love reading her posts and what she's doing. And I really don't remember her particular job, but I just know she's excited about it. I'm pretty sure that she owns her own business. And that's how we should be. We should be positive. We should not be living in fear of what's going to happen, in fear of the decisions that we made. We should be living in peace with our decisions, knowing that we have a plan because there's power in the plan. We should also know that this is our life. This is how it's supposed to be, good, bad, or indifferent. And if you're going through things that are making you unhappy, if you're dealing with negative people and negative situations, you have the power to change that. Whatever situation you're in, just know that today does not determine the rest of your life. You can change some things around. You have to look at where you are, who you are, what you're doing, how you can make your life so much better. I know that it's your past towards your future. Yesterday is gone forever. Today is almost over. There's only a few hours left, and we have to look towards the mark and know that our lives are so very, very important to us, to our families, to all those around us, who we work with, the people that depend on us. Know that you are important to them because you are important to me. Know that I care about you. And if you want to get in touch with Issues Concerning Women, you can call next week into the show at 1-347-826-7543, or you can call me after the show at 757-567-6734. I am always, always glad to talk to you. If your feelings determine your attitude, then your attitude determines the action you take. Take action today. Know that you have a plan that's set forth for you. You have the ability to do whatever you want to do. It is your time for you to receive your blessing. God bless you all. I know it was a short program, but I'm so happy to be back on the air. I miss you much. Please stay in touch with me. Thank you so much for my first-time listeners. And to those who follow the show, thank you as well. And I will be back next Thursday. I may even do a show before then so that I can catch up with everybody and just know that everybody is okay. I am always excited to be with you. Tell a friend about Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We will be back next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I am so, so, so looking forward to being with you. God bless you all. I am just truly, truly blessed, and I know that you are too. Good night.